Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
By the radio 1 till 4 after 4, iHeart app, John and Ken on demand podcast. Listen to what you missed and listen all weekend.
I was just looking up the two attorneys who are representing this judge in Orange County. I mentioned them before, John Barnett and Paul Meyer.
Yeah.
Paul Meyer, you know what it says on his little web page thing? One thing that just jumped out at me. He's consistently been named top 100 or top 50 lawyers in L.A. and Orange County. He's been cited by the Times, Los Angeles, and New York Times for his work in many cases, including the successful federal and state representation of Superior Court Judge Ronald Klein. What do you mean successful representation of? Ronald Klein's the judge that was the pedophile, right?
Yeah,
we helped drive out of office when people were not aware of what he was up to. Yeah, that's where I knew this name, Paul Meyer, from. Well, but I don't know, maybe there was some other case involving that he slithered out of. But wow. And John Barnett, the other lawyer? Oh, John, this will really see if I can shake your memory. The name Kyle Knockreiner.
Oh, God, that.
Knockreiner and two co-defendants, including Greg Heidel, the son of Assistant Sheriff Don Heidel, were charged with raping an unconscious 16-year-old girl on a pool table.
Yeah, that was a huge story we covered.
Yeah, that was Barnett.
I knew that attorney's name was connected to something that upset my stomach as soon as I heard his name.
So,
and as far as Judge Klein, he was sentenced to 27 months in jail for possessing child pornography.
Maybe he got him off on the more severe charges of molestation or something. I don't know.
Or
because remember, we had a woman on the air that said, remember her son, I think, at Little League? He was making advances on her son. Remember that?
Yeah. In fact,
led us to that story.
Judge Klein collapsed in the courtroom when he was sentenced.
Oh.
His knees buckled and he fell backward with his eyes closed into the arms of one of his attorneys.
Well, Paul Meyer considers that successful representation.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we turn to the reason we're talking about these two attorneys. They are the attorneys for a judge in Orange County, different judge, Jeffrey Ferguson. The charge, very severe, though, shooting his wife to death. We're going to bring on Corbin Carson, KFI News, with a lot more details that came out on the story today, including the charges from the OCDA's office.
Yeah. First, let's start with a quick timeline here. This is a judge that's been a judge in Orange County for about since 2015. Before that, he worked at the Orange County DA's office since 1983. Anaheim police were called to his house for the 72-year-old judge about 8 p.m. last Thursday night on reports of a shooting. Police found 65-year-old Cheryl Ferguson suffering from at least one gunshot wound. Judge Ferguson was arrested that night. He was released on $1 million bail the next day, around 15 hours later. Police found 47 guns and more than 26,000 rounds of ammunition. One of the things prosecutors told me this morning was that they want to address at the next hearing that's now set for Tuesday is that one more gun is unaccounted for. The concern, of course, public safety, but also that the mail that there have been claims that that there have been three, at least a previous one previous possible suicide attempt by the judge. So a personal safety thing there. Several other conditions such as GPS monitoring and no contact with his adult son who was at the home during the shooting are also requested at a hearing for that Tuesday. But let's get to this bail motion that I went through this morning. There's about four really interesting things that come out of this. The first is that the shooting, according to this bail motion, stemmed from an argument that began earlier that same evening while at dinner at a restaurant near the near their house. The claim is that Ferguson pointed his finger at his wife in a firearm mimicking manner, like pew pew with your fingers. And then when they returned to the house, he did the shooting hand gesture again, and that the wife said something to the effect of, "Why don't you point a real gun at me?" And then the Ferguson allegedly pulled a gun out of his ankle holster and shot his wife center mass in the chest somewhere. And the son called the 911 first. He reported that his father was drinking too much and that the arguments that an argument had ensued since dinner and that his dad had shot his mom and that his son's efforts to get her better did not work. Shortly after that, Ferguson himself called 911 and said his wife had been shot. And then when he was asked if he shot his wife, he responded that he didn't want to talk about that right now. And then when he was asked again, he responded later that his wife needed paramedics.
So and what's so, this about then, texting his coworkers?
That was next. So when minutes after that, this bail motion alleges that the Ferguson sent a text message to his court clerk and his bailiff saying, in his words, "I just lost it. I just shot my wife. I won't be in tomorrow. I will be in custody. I'm so sorry." And the recipients, the clerk and the bailiff, thought he was joking. Until, of course, later they get the call, or not they, but, you know, police are called to the of the house for this apparent for this murder. And then the other interesting thing is that upon when the patrol officers first came and contacted Ferguson, he was still wearing the by then empty ankle holster, and he asked the patrol officers to shoot him. He's slurring his words, according to the bail motion. He smelled of alcohol. And then on body-worn camera, Ferguson makes several spontaneous statements, and I'm going to try to clean these up, but basically, fudge, what the fudge did I? Well, fudge. I guess I'm done for a while, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then, I'm sorry, I messed up. Oh, I can't believe I did this. And then the motion goes on to say that at the police station in Anaheim, he volunteered similar remarks acknowledging culpability. So that was two of the most interesting things that came out of that affidavit.
And the defense is that it was an accident. Huh?
Well, it's not an accident if you pull a loaded gun out of your ankle holster and fire it at the chest of your wife. I don't see the accident.
Well, she asked him to.
There's a couple of ways that you can look at this. I spoke to his attorney this morning, and you're right. Very, very short. All he said was that they say that the shooting was an accident. Now, the son did report, you can see this in the bail motion as well, that a few years prior that his mom told the son. So I want to make sure that's a, you know, one person told another person who's telling police that there was a prior occasion where the Ferguson accidentally discharged a firearm while alone in the bathroom, that he didn't see that. So potentially, and this is just speculation, the argument could be that maybe he was just trying to scare her and the gun went off accidentally because he's intoxicated. Who knows? But that's essentially I mean, it's there's a lot to clean up beyond that, the text messages, the body cam, but that's one way that that case could go.
Now, the son was there when this happened? He was right there in the room, or?
Well, it's a little unclear. They don't specifically say he's there. The son is mentioned when it's talking about the potential suicide and the accidental discharge. But who's giving that first person account, both at the restaurant and at the house? That's not specifically attributed to the son, but it does say that the son was there both at the restaurant and at the house. And potentially there are other witnesses at the restaurant that may have heard, you know, or seen this kind of argument going on.
And we don't know of any problems between this couple from the past.
And that's the other thing that might support the accident, the accidental discharge argument, is that the son said he had never witnessed any type of domestic violence between the two before.
Yeah, he said something like, my father can get heated, but that's about it.
Right, especially when, and even more so when alcohol is involved, is what he said, yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you very much, Corbin, for that report.
You know, appreciate it, guys.
This is a load of Corbin crap. Carson.
Okay, he pulls a loaded gun out of his holster and shoots her right in the middle of the chest. That's not an accident. Those are willful acts. Those are willful acts. You have to reach down to his ankle, pull it out, point it, aim it at her chest, and then pull the trigger.
Is using too much alcohol an excuse? Or?
No. Don't carry a gun when you're drunk, dumbass.
They talked to a private investigator who's known Ferguson for 30 years. I guess he snapped.
Yeah.
As long as I know him, he's always helped people. I think I feel more sorry for him than anything else.
Really? Sorry? How about her? Yeah, really.
The poor wife is...
She's dead.
Do not... I mean, this is good advice. If you are married to someone that keeps a lot of weapons, be careful how you argue.
Yeah, that's all. That's right. But 47 weapons? What type of invasion was he expecting?
I know. And 16,000 rounds of ammunition?
Yeah, 26,000, I think.
He must be afraid like you that Putin's coming. Built a bunker.
Except I'm going to hide. I don't have 26,000 bullets that I'm going to fire.
He was a prosecutor. He's in the legal system, so sometimes people in the legal system, you know, take more precautions.
He was nuts and dangerous.
Well.
And a drunk. And violent.
And apparently suicidal, if we believe this account from the past that he once did try to kill himself.
Obviously, he's crazy. I mean, if somebody drinks that much, he's probably got some serious issues.
It says here, if convicted of murder, the defendant is facing a life sentence where he will not see a parole board until at least age 82. Mm. And at worst, will not see a parole board at all prior to his death. Because he is already 72, I
think. Yeah, all right. I would check box B. Go in and never come out. Accident. What a load of nonsense.
All right. When we return, we'll be proud to present another round of the Moist Line. Sean and Ken KFI.
Speaking of nonsense.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Stolen van. Redondo Beach. Redondo Beach, Catalina Avenue. Should I go get him?
Go get him.
That's the breaking news. It's a police chase, a stolen van, completely white. Is being chased. Oh, he stopped at a light or a street corner here. Anyway, it says he's only traveling at 30 miles per hour in Redondo Beach and nearby communities.
Well, bring him to justice.
A stolen van in Long Beach. The driver was on the 110, the 405, exited in the South Bay area, and apparently now is in Redondo Beach. Not going particularly fast.
He has his flashers on.
It's very polite.
It's a nice touch.
Right, he does have his flashers on.
Oh.
Yeah, look at the speed meter, 20, 25 miles an hour.
He's going really slow.
Yeah.
And it
there's a whole bunch of, is it CHP behind him, it looks like?
Or? Yeah, it looks like a motorcade.
He's trying to find you, Ken. He wants to say hello.
I think he already passed me, if that's where he
is. That would be a nice tradition where bad guys surrender to you. Oh, he just jumped out. He jumped out of the van, ran across the street.
All right.
Oh, he's about to get tackled. Yes, there he's down.
Oh, okay.
He threw himself on the ground and they jumped on him.
So why did he bother running?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
He's right by a cement staircase. I ought to throw him down the staircase.
Oh, he's at the Esplanade. Is he near the Redondo Beach Pier? I'm trying to see if that's where he... Oh, yeah, there he is. I see him running.
Come on. Pound him a few times.
he was easily taken.
Get that Sikh guy with the stick.
Jeez. All right, here comes the voice line. You leave your messages for us anytime and any way you like. You can use the iHeartRadio app or call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Boy, I hate to say it, but our government just sucks. California is even worse, which is why I'm moving to Nevada. I would vote for a tuna sandwich before I voted for that Ted Newsom. Ken.
This may sound crazy, but I think they should retrofit Alcatraz to take the most entrenched homeless. They got the toilets, they got the kitchen,
Alcatraz.
They got the cells, they got everything. Send them there.
The island.
God, I just wish there was something we could do about all these people coming over into the border. It's like if there was maybe a barrier, like we could put between point A and point B that would like block them, you know?
Can somebody explain to me, please, what this idiot Bass is doing? I woke up this morning to the news that she's not paying the employees, the sanitation, you know, all the employees, but she's spending billions on the f***ing homeless. What the f*** is wrong with this?
Why don't the homeless people have a designated area to go live and leave us people that are wanting to pay our bills and live among society and let us live the way we want to live and let them deal with the place that we, you know, designate for them.
Hey, would it be better if we just all focused on the true intentions of what these politicians and activists have to gain by trying to house all the unhoused? Like, instead of focusing on just trying to get people out of here, point out why they're trying to keep them here.
You know, they say that dogs can tell when you are talking to them specifically when you use baby talk. So even though Deborah Mark doesn't mean to talk in baby talk, the dogs know when they are being spoken to by her.
It's about time we start busting these people out of town like Governor Abbott of Texas is doing. Send all these vagrants back to the states they came from. And if they start crying about not having the facilities for them, then they better start building some. That's what the National Guard's for, I think.
Look, I'm not advocating this, but I think those Sikhs that beat the thief in the store are onto something. I mean, what if everybody did that? I doubt that thievery would go up, and certainly the thieves aren't going to stick around and file a police report. They'll just take their beating and go on their way. Just a thought.
On the subject of chlorine smell at swimming pools, according to my 13-year-old, that smell really gets strong once the pool's been urinated in. Got a 13-year-old to keep me up to date on these things.
Yeah, right.
These damn climbing people won't be happy with, like, the amount of cars until they put speed bumps on the freeways. And watch, that's how they're going to try and drive us out of our cars. Try going 50 with a speed bump on the freeway. Oh, gas is also $7.
VP is two letters. Dumb is two words. All that equals up to Kamala Harris.
I have a question on the RV that are in the Verona wetlands. Are they registered in the state of California to be on the road? If not,
they're not on the road, though.
If you say they're broken down, how are they even registered? You know, we get towed, we get impounded, all that good stuff.
You stupid. Weed is legal. Keep your hands off of weed. No tweak week, you moron.
I love it, John and Ken. I volunteer to be a part of the mob that goes down on the 25th of August for Mark Ridley Thomas's sentencing. I want to be there.
You two whiny Now you're talking about dragging a cat down the hallway. What the serious is wrong with you?
Yeah,
you're gross.
Let's get Sleepy Joe out of here.
Yeah, it's interesting. The city workers went on strike today because they don't like the way they're being treated. And what did the city do last weekend? She was busy trying to get homes for the drug addicts. You stupid idiot.
In the cities in the South Bay, we have been told to carry air horns long before this. Because guess what? We need to protect ourselves from coyotes. We aren't allowed to live in our cities anymore in safety. Oh, no. We have to protect ourselves with air horns because our cities won't protect us from coyotes or crooks. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Thank you for leaving your message. Yeah. Please hang up.
Stupid.
Goodbye.
All right, well, there you go. That's round one of the Moist Line. They'll be back at the end of the hour for another round of calls. We got more when we come back. Oh, John, one of our favorite longtime political punching bags, Daryl Steinberg's in the news.
Yes.
Daryl Steinberg used to be a big state legislator. He's been mayor of Sacramento for some time. You got to hear this story. It involves, of course, the vagrants.
You're listening to...
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of... Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio, 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, the iHeart app is where the John and Ken podcast lives. John and Ken on demand. And you can listen to what you missed later today or anytime this weekend.
Just to be clear, here on the John and Ken show, we do not advocate that you beat shoplifters with sticks if you do come across them. Okay. Seems to be a lot of that going around on the Moist Line. Thanks, Al Stockton story.
However, I find it very entertaining if you do beat a shoplifter with a stick.
You talk about...
I'll get a good laugh.
Clickbait? Oh, the New York Post. It's one of their big stories. Wheel of Fortune temporarily replaces Vanna White amid contract negotiations. I clicked it. She got COVID. So she had to stop the taping and go off for a few days. So they replaced her. You get it? How they got me? Because the headline makes you think that the contract negotiations are going so poorly, they've replaced her. But actually, it was because she got COVID.
Oh, yeah. You got snowed.
I got snowed. We go to Sacramento. Today's a good day for a couple of DAs. The DA up in San Joaquin County is a guy that's charging that 7-Eleven shoplifter in Stockton. He's charging with a lot of crimes. And he's not going to charge the 7-Eleven clerks who beat him with the stick. In Sacramento, it's a different issue. The DA in Sacramento County is at the end hole. He's not happy because the city of Sacramento, led by Mayor Daryl Steinberg, that oaf, and the city attorney is doing nothing about vagrant crime. Nothing about vagrant violations. Conditions at the county courthouse are horrible. In fact, a judge actually sent a letter to Steinberg, a Michael Bowman, who said the conditions are getting more unsafe outside the county courthouse because of so many homeless vagrants. He implored the mayor for help. We have audio of the DA who couldn't believe when he found out that the city attorney was doing nothing about all of the violations that the vagrants are racking up. Here is the audio.
Several nights ago, I received an email from the city attorney's office. And what she wrote was, SPD is simply not issuing citations for unlawful camping, unlawful storage, obstruction of sidewalk, or any city code violations for homeless encampments. And the city attorney for Sacramento goes on to say, our data indicates that we have received zero citations and referrals for prosecution. We can't prosecute cases if they're not sent to us. So that raises a lot of questions. Why pass an ordinance if you're not going to enforce it? Out of 800 police officers, there's not a single citation for these ordinance violations. Out of 37 city attorneys, there's not a single prosecution. Is there a concerted effort by the mayor and by City Hall to stop law enforcement from enforcing the law? That's what I'm going to ask. And that's what I think the public deserves an answer to. Why pass an ordinance if you're not going to enforce it?
Good point.
In order to get a cheap headline to make people think that you're doing something, you're cracking down, because they can't track whether you actually arrest or prosecute anybody. They don't know. The DA has to publicize it. Yeah, 800 police officers, no citations, 37 city attorneys, no prosecutions. And the DA said his office documented 86 incidents around the DA's office in the past 12 months. Here's some examples. While walking back from court, a young deputy DA was accosted and struck in the head by a vagrant. While returning from a court run to file documents, another female DA employee received threats and hateful racial slurs regarding the hijab that she was wearing. A fire was set in a nearby alleyway. A man exposed his genitals across the street from the office. Rock was thrown through the window of the G Street Cafe. A man entered the lobby of the DA's office with a hammer. Encampments are growing in and near the parking areas. Daily exposure to feces, urine, broken furniture, trash littering. Sidewalks inaccessible. No violations. Because Daryl Steinberg is a longtime gold-plated phony of the highest order. He's a complete phony. He is the worst.
He sent a letter to Steinberg 6 weeks ago, and the mayor said the DA and the presiding judge are right. We're going to fix this in 2 weeks. That was 6 weeks ago. Things have only gotten worse.
Because he lies.
Yeah, a man on the corner of 8th Street and 9th Street was pleasuring himself, says Ho. An intern from his office was assaulted. Right.
You know, and the thing is, why does Sacramento vote for like an old, tired, lying hack like Daryl Steinberg, who used to be the Senate president? Because what do you think Sacramento is made up of? Stupid government workers.
Right.
That's what you get. They're all progressive. They don't mind living among the filth, the masturbation, and the feces.
Oh, and look at this. Ho, John, responded to the famous case, Martin versus the city of Boise. It's not an excuse to not enforce law or delay enforcement of any city ordinances or codes while waiting for increased shelter beds. Moreover, the Martin decision does not suggest that unsheltered individuals are immunized from law enforcement in any capacity, nor does it allow the city to ignore the problems in a way that creates a public nuisance. He's absolutely right.
You could arrest them all day long for all the violations they commit.
And he mentions the city of Phoenix, and the city of Phoenix has gone out and said, we're going to crack down. They took down a big encampment in that city that was causing all sorts of... It was so bad, it profiled in the New York Times, Phoenix encampment.
Because we have a one-party cult that runs every city, every county, controls the legislature and the governor's office, right? There's one party. We're in this unfortunate situation where you need people from the same cult, from the same religion, to go after their cult mates. And here, at least, you have the DA willing to go after Steinberg, even though they both share membership in the cult.
The city attorney, her name is Catherine Underwood. She's making it sound like, well, if the police don't bring me any violations, what can I do? They have to bring me the cases.
Because the police are told not to.
Stand down, right,
yeah,
exactly.
That's what
Steinberg... And this is Steinberg.
Yeah, it is Steinberg. Because he's a progressive nut.
All right, when we come back... You're going to hear from more Moistline people. Can you hardly wait?
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we're about to head out the door, but before we do on Fridays, here they are, Voiceline, round two. You can leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the little microphone icon. Dial up the toll-free number if you like, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You two bozos cannot possibly believe or support that Gavin Newsom and DeSantis can actually debate. What are we going to watch? Two people not running for president that are going to debate about what they would be running for president on? We're watching two losers for no reason.
90-year-old Dianne Feinstein has fallen. Okay, people, when are we going to just stand up and say, enough is enough, you old geezer, it's time to go? How can you effectively represent people when you can't even walk in your f***ing house? Come on.
Before I moved to Virginia, I cried over the libraries, the main library in Long Beach. It was so sad. And the children need a safe library. Now that I live in Virginia Beach, I hope the new library in Long Beach is good and safe.
Wake up. It's not law enforcement not keeping people in jail. It's the idiots, the stupid, the ignorant people that are voting to let the criminals out. Law enforcement's happy to lock them up.
Hey, John, you ever look at the price of food? I know from experience that the cheaper food is not healthy, and healthy food is not cheap. Come on, man. Quit being a d-.
I got news for you. Just because you have a job does not mean that you don't need food stamps. Especially you live in California. That's why I moved to Oregon.
For all you jerk-off drivers out there, get off your stupid phones, slow the f*** down, and leave some space. I'm tired of sitting in traffic because of a bunch of asshole drivers. All you people suck.
I have a solution to all of the RVs. Monster Truck Rally.
You're right. We can no longer call them homeless or unhoused. It's got to be, like you said, mental patient, drug addict, bum. I vote for bum.
Bum. I just got a call from Ukraine. Zelensky said he doesn't want the F-16 jets anymore. He just wants some more Hindu Sikhs with long wooden sticks.
Why am I not the least bit surprised that people are still going to Maui? I work at a very famous winery in Napa, but summer of 2020, it's 115 outside. There's fires raging all over the valley. We had to close early, and people were like, but I'm still drinking. Why are you closing? Because the hill, 20 yards from you, is on fire. You idiot.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. I'm listening to your latest tirade. I wholeheartedly concur with you, and I do believe in my heart of hearts, even though I'm much older than you, we were separated at birth. I can prove it if I have to.
For the umpteenth time, we voted for this, to empty the prisons, to get rid of bail, to get rid of felony theft, to remove gun enhancements, and on and on and on. We voted for it, and we're getting exactly what we deserve.
Please tell Adam Schiff that he has one tool left to help the Armenians, and that is to get them to send money to President Biden, and that will open up the floodgate of aid and assistance. It sure worked for Ukraine.
Thank you for leaving your message.
There you go.
Please hang up.
Start bribing.
Thank you, Moistline callers. They'll be back again next week. You can always reach the Moistline at 1-877-MOIST-86.
Tim Conway's here. Hey, the moist line goes back to when Shannon Farron was doing news with you. Isn't that right?
I don't remember.
How old is the moist line? Do you know,
Terry Ray Elmer, even before that.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, at least, sure.
So it's at least 15 years old.
Maybe more than that.
That's wild.
I really don't remember. I don't remember the last 10 years.
Yeah, I remember the last 10 minutes. But is there a, there should be a best of moist line CD.
There's no such thing.
Okay. There's no best of.
But when Ray was here, I'm sorry, not Clay. When Clay was here.
When Ray was alive.
When Ray was working on the show. but Clay would have like the nastiest, put in the nastiest crap about you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, that was personal for him.
Yeah, that was on purpose.
They wanted to put us in our place. You don't hear those many of those calls anymore.
No, because Eric's
Eric likes us.
Yeah. Clay spoke through the audience.
That's exactly right.
That's great.
He called us talk monkeys.
Yeah.
That's what we were to him, talk monkeys.
I didn't know that. That's funny. Alex Michelson's coming on tonight to talk about how long the moist line has been around.
Oh, that's good.
And Billy Ray. I'd talk about the moist line as well. So a lot of moist line.
And then we're bringing back what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
That's right. That's exactly right.
No, we can't.
And then we have, we almost did. And then we, somebody here decided not to do that. then we have the mansion in Hollywood Hills invaded by squatters.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, that's wild.
F the rich.
Yes, right. Well, I can jump on that board.
You could, huh?
Oh, yeah. I can roll. I mean, especially after a few drinks, you can hit the ridge pretty hard.
Ding dong.
They don't fight back as often, you know?
That's right. Exactly. No.
Like, I've never been suspended by a guy who has that, you know, like millions of dollars, right? Or billions of dollars. They don't care what you say about that.
They don't care, right?
You know, because like that Jeff Bezos, he's on a boat with his lovely wife, and that boat that he's on is worth $500 million. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do not want to see any more pictures of them smooching. Enough.
I know.
I pop up on every website.
Do you think she ever like wakes up in the middle of the night going, God almighty, what did I do?
Well, you got billions, right?
I know, but I had a husband and two kids.
But what she has to do to keep her place is...
I don't know what goes on that show.
Women don't find him hot? No, I guess not.
I don't know, but we actually said this before. But if I had a boat that big and I was bringing into Marina Del Rey, I'd be on the speaker the entire time. You know,
sorry. I know. It's really too big. Sorry. Yeah. God, I know. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
All you have to do it when somebody gets on your boat, you have to apologize the entire time.
I didn't know.
Yeah, no, it's way too big. I know. It's me and Lauren. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Guys got a lot to do.
All right.
Yeah. Ding dong. Right.
Ding dong with you guys.
There we go. Friday, Conway.
Yes.
All right, Crozier's the news.
And it's Valenzuela night tonight. Fernando Valenzuela at the stadium.
That's right. And we've got Crozier with the news.
That's right.
Live in the 24-hour KFI News.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.